Good morning, a Monday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, what a stormy weekend, pointing to the fact that summer can be fun, but it also can be dangerous. At least three people in New York killed being struck by lightning. We see Caroga Lake area, the Pine Lake campground evacuated, 8 people injured, 30 vehicles destroyed, 50 structures knocked down. All over the state, in fact, power out, and certainly many people running for cover.
It was scary. Tanglewood, the second half, we heard the first half on the radio. In the second half, I believe they were evacuated from the lawn because there was so much lightning around. Very scary. And it's one of those times you know that the people who are running that place deserve every penny that they get. These are tough calls to make. We lost a very good friend, Joan Sussman, who was hiking on Monument Mountain and who obviously fell and hurt herself. It took the wonderful EMT people hours to find her and get her. She had made a cell phone call, and she's gone, just like that.
Just be careful when you're out and about, and keep your eyes to the sky as well.
I would say, David, I think that's a very good point.
Meanwhile, the Olympics, but not really about the Olympics. American swimmer Ryan Lochte told the Today Show that armed robbers posed as policemen put a gun to his head and took his money.
Yeah, and what was particularly interesting about this story was that the security people were basically blaming the victims, and they were saying, hey, they had no business being outside the Olympic perimeter, and these guys were out very early in the morning in a very, very dangerous city. Roselle, my wonderful wife, has been there and says that it's scary. Crime rate is high. She says the adult criminals are, you know, terrible, but the kids who engage in this stuff are really a huge threat to the society. So it is a caution to all of us that you have to know where you're going, and then you have to make demands on your police department for coverage of your area. We have our own concerns, don't we, David? We get here very early in the morning on Central Avenue in Albany. We seldom see a police car in the area, but we see lots of people, including prostitutes, who come up and proposition you. This is where society tends to break down. And, you know, I think that the mayor of Albany and her departments have to be very aware that this kind of danger is lurking.
And to the politics of appointments. You've been talking about Preet Bharara and what happens next and some of the cold treatment he's been getting from presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, as well as some statements holding off from New York U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer. Now this headline, is America's tough prosecutor acting on the Clinton Foundation?
Well, we do see at least one British newspaper having a tremendous impact on the way we think about our politics, explaining what I have written now two columns about how in the world could you take Preet Bharara, by far one of the greatest heroes America's ever seen, who has gone after one crooked enterprise after another and had tremendous success, and now you hear Hillary Clinton saying it's too early to see whether he should be reappointed. Are you kidding, Hillary? This is exactly what people have problems with. Look, a lot of us are going to vote for Hillary and certainly not for Trump, but that doesn't mean we're not going to have to keep an eye on the Clintons, because we've already seen what some of the character traits are. If, in fact, because the Clinton Foundation is being investigated by Preet Bharara, there's a move to kick him out, that would be terrible. Well, I understand Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and what they're doing, but I don't understand Chuck Schumer is saying the same thing. Basically, it's too early to tell. I'll tell you why. Chuck Schumer is the guy who will be responsible, as all senior senators of the same party are, for appointing these people. But, of course, he wants to be the Senate Majority Leader. And he will be. And, you know, there are a lot of pieces that are not in place yet. I can only hope that Schumer knows better. After all, he's the guy who got Preet Bharara in place in the first instance.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, as always, thank you. On with the week.
Here we go. And that's WEAK.